Okay, by now you should feel fairly comfortable going to Yahoo or Bloomberg or what MarketWatch or CNBC and looking up some data on stocks. Or maybe you have your own brokerage firm and you look up data on stocks, and that's not too hard. You realize that you're not getting the price that they show you, because that's 15 minutes in the past, unless you have a special situation where you're looking at the current price. But even then, there are dozens of prices, so you're not sure which price you're going to get. Well, when it comes to bonds, it's a very different world. There aren't many places that show bond quotes, and in my humble opinion, they're not too reliable, the free ones. Fidelity has a pretty sharp page if you're a user. If I mean, I'm not a user, a client. If you use Fidelity, they're a very smart marketing organization. And if you go on their website and you have an account with Fidelity, then there's 60, 70, 80,000 bonds that you can look up. But bonds don't tend to trade as much as stocks, so most of those bonds are not trading at any one time. One of the places that you can get bond quotes is through FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. These are the people that monitor the stock brokers and the brokerage firms. It's a non-profit organization sponsored by the Securities and Exchange Commission. It used to be this function used to be from the National Association of Securities Dealers, the NASD, but they started the NASDAQ, National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotation System, and it got so big that they decided they're no longer going to be doing this little menial job. We're going to run the NASDAQ, and they left, became a corporation, and now FINRA is left to do that job. And what they've done is they've sponsored with Morningstar. I think it's Morningstar. At least that's what we'll take a look at the URL. When you look at the URL, it says finra.morningstar.com. But if you go on Morningstar's website, you can't find any quotes on bonds, so figure that one out. But let's take a look at the homepage. And this is for your information. FINRA is out there to help the individual investor. And so they discuss bonds and what's it like to be bonds. But now what we're going to see here is something that we'll discuss more in chapter 10, and that's the yield curve. And this is a year ago, and then this is the current yield curve. And we'll discuss that in detail on and when we get to chapter 10, next chapter. And what we find is that bond yields have just plummeted to the point where it's just absolutely insane how low they're paying for. These are treasury bonds. And so there's government bonds and then treasury notes. We'll discuss those in detail. But you can go through this and use their information. But it says FINRA, you can't see the URL, but it's finra-markets.morningstar.com. So figure that one out. You go on Morningstar's website and they don't have any bond quotes. So let's go back to what we're interested in, and that's the search page, because we're going to ask you to do a few searches. And you should have no problem goofing around with this thing. But do be careful up here, because there are different types of bonds, corporate, government, securitized. We'll discuss those in a little bit, not in great detail, and then muni bonds. So there's an advanced search, and sometimes this is hidden. You have to click advanced search, but for me, I guess because I've done enough, it says, oh, he wants to do advanced searches. So you set the default to corporate, and then we looked at Ford bonds. Notice it remembers that we looked at Ford bonds in that presentation on bonds from the Great Recession. And then you can play with a few other the few other the criteria, but we'll just do a search on Ford bonds, and it comes up with Ford bonds, and there are dozens and dozens of these things. What's the rating? What's the latest price? What are they yielding? There's the symbol and the maturity date, and so we'll discuss all these things as we go along. And so that's part of what you're gonna look for. I think you look for a Home Depot, right? So if you want to edit the search, then you might want to say, well, I just want bonds. And now see the advanced the advance disappeared because I didn't ask for it, so I have to show it. I want to just see those bonds that have certain rating or whether they're callable or not. But let's say I want to look at bonds that go from, let's say, June of 2025, they mature to, you just can't type in the date. I wish you could, because sometimes you want to go out many years. You have to keep clicking on this thing. To June of 2030. And so if we do another show results, we'll see only those bonds that match that church bond. Did I type in Ford? I think I might have forgotten the Ford. Yeah, I forgot the it gave up on the Ford part. Let's see if it gives up on there. See, it did. You got to start all over again. My apology. Let's try it again. Let's try that again. You ever have one of those decades? So let's go to June of 2025 to June of 2030, retiring, you know, between 5 and 10 years. Make sure I have Ford in the name. Show results. And now it's showing me the Ford bonds that are maturing in those time frames. Now, I also asked you to take a look at Southwestern Community College bonds or municipal bonds. So what you have to remember is click on Muni, right? Don't forget to click on the Muni. And then when you do that, when you click on Muni and then put in Southwest, I remember Southwestern College. Now it's not asking you show the results. It should ask you for the state. Something's not right. It's not asking. I'm going to refresh here because it's because it got confused. When you ask for a Muni bond, you're going to have to be careful because there's probably a bug in their system. When it asks for Muni, it should ask you for the state because there are dozens of Southwesterns, not dozens, but there's several Southwestern community colleges around the country. And you want our Southwestern. And then, of course, you want to play with the advanced, you play with these settings. It's up to you. And let's show Southwestern. And notice how they abbreviate Southwestern Community College. Don't type anything else but Southwestern because they abbreviate things really strangely. Cool. And so you'll see that we have a pretty good rating. We'll discuss ratings in Chapter 9. We have a pretty good rating, AA-. That's investment grade. We're not going to go bankrupt anytime soon. And so, so play with it. And if you find a better place to look for bond quotes, then please let me know because I'm always looking for better places. All right, have fun with the Chapter 9 assignment. It's pretty straightforward. We're going to do a little bit of research, a little bit of quoting, and maybe you'll get interested in a boring, reliable, stodgy old bonds.